Hello everybody, it's your girl Steph Star here on Steph Star Radio Podcast. I guess that's what we're going by now. I haven't been on in a while, but I'm back. I'm here. I just got off of watching Academics Twitch. You guys know I have like this weird, I don't want to say love, like, hate thing towards Academics, aka whatever he wants to go by. For personal reasons, different people like him for different things. I find him highly entertaining. I am so entertained by Academics when he's talking about things that interest me. I'm going to give you an example in a second, but right now, I just tapped in. I wanted to tune in, see what he was talking about, because I had the alert on my phone. I liked it, you know? I think we all keep tabs for the wrong reasons. It is so hot. We're going to get into the weather. We're going to talk about everything that's going on. I have a dog, a puppy. His name is Chase, but he doesn't listen. So if you guys hear, like, extra sounds, it's not me. It's Chase. Calm down, Chase. He's a little tiny black. He looks like a teddy bear puppy. He's so dark. He's so cute, but he's been keeping me busy. So anyway, Academics was on Twitch talking about Annalie Choppa's fight at the beach that happened like 2 or 3 days ago, I think it happened. And he was saying how like he thinks it's fake, and he was agreeing with, I think it was Ebro, saying that it was fake and set up. But yo, Academics just dissected every single second of that video. Like, he literally stopped on every second. I forget what it's called, but like on every clip of that video, that kid stopped and had something to say. I was listening to Academics over, what's today, almost Wednesday, over the weekend, I think. There's Chase. Hey, Chase. Thanks for being here today. Chill guy. Okay, we're gonna do this. So, what was I talking about? Okay, I'm back. That was a brief intermission. That would be a perfect slot for a commercial. Okay. He's just gonna have to be here with me. Hopefully not doing anything mischievous. Stay right there. I was listening to Academics over the weekend, and he was talking about the Joe Budden podcast. He is relishing every second of the Joe Budden podcast and where it's going and where it's at with Rory and Mal. I have a note here that's so long, it just keeps scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. I have no idea where it ends. I just had a thought about the new setup of Anchor and how you record. But, like, I wonder if it's 60. I'm still on that 60-minute shit. I can't let it go. If it's 60-minute chunks or 60 minutes total, like, you know, if it's everything all together put into one. My notes go on and on. I really wanted to start the show off with J. Cole. J. Cole is dropping in like a week, in less than a week. Oh my God, Chase, stop. He's chewing on my daughter's slipper right now. Come here. Give me that. Okay. It's okay. You know, I did this to myself. I've never had a puppy. My daughter wanted this puppy. But my girl, a Pomeranian. My girl wanted a puppy, so I got her a puppy. I felt like she was old enough. I didn't know that having a puppy is like actually having a baby. I really didn't know that. He was really little when we got him. And I don't know. I guess I did it to myself. I don't know. My hands are super full. I like the pressure. It's like, I don't know, it's weird, but I'm one of those people that's like, I work very well under pressure. So you can't pressure me. Basically, is what I'm saying. Hey, Chase. I can't be pressed. I wanted to start the show off with that J. Cole news, but the academics thing popped up, and it was interesting that it just so happened that he was talking about Annalee Choppa, who is also in my notes, that kid is amazing. I've said it. I've called it. I have, like, these A&R ears. I'm not an A&R. I should be. I don't know how I go about that. I wish the people that I know could help me navigate into, like, how to do that. But, you know, it's a doggy-dog world. People only pretend help. That is also on my notes. We'll get there. We'll get there. You know, I like to do things in a structured way. J. Cole is dropping, I think he said the 15th. Today's the 5th, technically. It is 2:05. I started recording at 2:05. You guys know I'm like an alien hybrid /this/that, you know? I have zero concept of time. Because time is a man-made concept. And I don't know, like, sometimes the hour feels really long. Sometimes it feels really short. And, like, right now it's 2 in the morning. This is normal hours for me. Like, I'm up at this time. I'm really a night owl. I say that to say that it's 2:05 in the morning and I'm recording, so I gotta be mindful of my volume. And I have a lot of things going on here. So last episode I said something like I was high for a month, and then I played that back and it sounded like I said I was high for a month straight, but what I meant to say was out here in Maryland, it was a little bit hard for me to find good ganja that I like. But for about a month now, I've found a place. I found a person. I know a guy. No, but yeah, I wanted to clarify that just because me as a person, you know, I like to make things clear what I mean when I say things. So yeah, I'm definitely not high for a month straight. I wish, though. That would be like a nice mental vacation. I don't think I can be unsober as a mother. Maybe soon. Madison's gonna almost be 3. Well, she is almost 3. But it's like, it's hard to just like fully let go when you know there's a whole person that depends on you. So, right. So I was not high for a month. I wrote something here about go over DMX. There's a lot of things going on at the DMX funeral and things that happened behind the scenes. I'm not so into that. I feel it's tasteless, especially at a funeral, for people to have beef, for things to go on. May he rest in peace. Truly, truly a person who made a difference. A legend. Definitely gone too soon. It made me think about how, like, I have these notebooks filled with people that I want to interview and questions and all these things, and how it's like DMX was one of those people that I probably thought I was going to meet one day, and now I'm not, and that sucks. So yeah, that, you know, appreciate people. I always say, I say all the time, give people their flowers now, because it feels kind of fake when you do it once they die. And I respect so much what Swiss Beat said. I don't know if people were bothered by it. I felt like it was the perfect moment to say it. Don't love me when I'm dead. If you didn't love me now, listen. V Lone Way, born alone, die alone. But if you didn't love me alive, please, please don't mourn me. Please, like, just let me go in peace. Into the next world. Into the next lifetime. What else do we have here? I gotta keeping an eye on Chase here. It's so hot. It's like uncomfortably hot. And I don't know if it's warmer for the season, but it's a lot of things going on with the world and the planet. And good boy. That's a good boy. This is gonna be the only episode you I hope, right? Do you guys hear me talking to my dog? What the fuck are nifties? I know what nifties are, but I mean, what the fuck, in the sense of like the person purchasing them, I feel I haven't reached a level of wealth that I want to attain yet, like, massive wealth. I feel like these people have so much money that they're just scrolling through shit, buying digital stickers or something. It's not anything you can really have. So what is it? It's like buying a piece of furniture on one of those games. Oh.
Ven acá, explícame. You've never been this loud. What are you doing, buddy? Chill.
I cannot believe this dog right now. This dog is shaking the table. Anyway, before I was rudely interrupted by a tiny dog, I feel like these nifties are like stickers for people who just have so much money that they have no idea what to do with it and just have an urge to spend. Sometimes when you have it, it's just like, eh. Let me just buy this. It won't make a big difference. But I do think it's people with money on shrooms. Because it's something cool to look at while you're on shrooms. You know, it's kind of like, let me get some fucking raw papers and a sticker or something. Something like that. That brought me to the second hippie movement of love. I think there should be, I really strongly believe this, and I've said this before, and I've been saying this for a while. I really think that we need to have a second hippie movement, and I would like to get the ball rolling on this. We need a second hippie movement of love. I say of love because it's a lot of negativity in the air, and I think people are starting to feel it. Later down on my notes, I have, you know, lifting the veil and where we are, because that is what we're doing, is lifting the veil. Like, where is it? And when I say lifting the veil, I mean lifting the veil of, like, for about the past 10 years, I would say that's almost how old Instagram is. There's been this, like, facade of people's lives that's not their lives. Just it's a lot of fakeness and things that aren't really, really what they are. And people are starting to feel it. So when a bunch of people start to feel it, then it's like a veil is coming off and it's like, okay, we're opening eyes here. And, you know, as a light worker, I don't push it as much as I should. I just do it. But as a light worker, your job is to basically explain it or show people what it is that's going on. So I'm going to try to briefly explain in the sense of, like, toxicness or like I have on here something about toxicness works because people are into negativity. There's more bashing, there's more, it's cool to hate, it's not cool to love, it's not cool to show love. I've been called a dick sucker so many times in my life because I've showed people love or gave people their props. So gave a person their flowers. Like, I don't feel like because I'm a female I should have to hold back what I'm into or what I like because somebody's gonna call me a dick sucker. Like, are you seeing me? You never seen me, right? Or jokes aside, it's, you know, the world goes through stages, and I feel like we're being birthed into a moment in time where we're gonna need love. And Diddy changing his name legally, officially, he's like showing everybody how official it is that his name's into love. You know, people have visions, and you could be a futuristic person. People are rare. I believe in rarity. I believe in weird things, but I do believe that there are select individuals in the world that are rare, truly rare, that understand things. And Diddy might be one of them, but I feel like we do need more love. And this became major for me when I had Madison because I don't want her in a world where, like, every comment is negative and it's cool to be an asshole and lame to be nice. No, it's cool to be nice. Everybody should be nice because karma is real and karma comes back to you no matter what the fuck you do. Okay? So anyway, speaking of the hippie movement, Rocky did a show on WeMaps. It was a WeMaps show where Rocky was on it, but I'm only going to talk about Rocky because love is love. Rocky's show on Weed Maps was fucking amazing, and I'm mad. I'm not gonna lie, because I'm not a good liar. Don't ever make me lie for you. I cannot lie. I got too big balls to have to lie. I'm gonna tell you what it is. But anyway, I couldn't watch it. I lost track of time. The fucking PS, Eastern and Pacific and Midtime, and those times eat me alive. They really do. They throw me the hell off. It was at one of those times, and it was at like 2 p.m. on 420, so I definitely forgot. But I saw clips, and it was just like, damn, like, this is why I love Rocky. Like, please drop soon. Like, please drop after, like, a week after J. Cole, so I could, like, listen to J. Cole for, like, a week, and then Rocky for, like, oh, my God, there's a song with Clams Casino. I don't know if all the songs were Clams Casino, but he did a few different songs. And you just get this one clip. It's a major tease, like, just really bad blue balls, I could imagine, type of way of, like, just drop the music. Oh my God, such a fire ass song. Really, really fire song. I don't know why I have Meek Mill, Drake, Rocky, J. Cole, Kanye West, and Lee Chopper, Fabulous, French Montana all together here. Those are, this is a list of people who I want to drop music. I forgot. I didn't forget, I just remembered. I was thinking to myself, I said, you know, I feel like we need new music. And then I said, Steph, who do you want to hear new music from? And I said, definitely want to hear some new Meek Mill. He dropped a song, and then he tweeted some cryptic shit about how, like, there's 1,000 of those in the vault or somewhere in his pocket, probably. And I'm like, okay, so drop more. Meek Mill is one of my favorite rappers. So he definitely could drop more. Drake, right? Drake, they said now is in June. But Drake is one of those, like, nice surprises. Like a little $20 bill and a jacket, you know? Drops when he drops and you enjoy it every time. Rocky, for sure. Rocky was, like, the first one on my list. J. Cole, but we already know J. Cole's about to drop. Kanye West, Enele Chopper dropped another song. We gotta get back to Enele Chopper, because before we were here, we were at the point of me saying how Enele Chopper was about to blow up. And right now, his video is a, like there was a point where it was like his video versus Khaled's video with Jay-Z and Nas, which was huge and probably should have been at the top, but I had to give it time to sit and simmer and give a true view, you know, different people's opinions, what I've seen, what I've heard for myself, you know, like a true survey. I'm in a talking mood. Can you tell? Yeah, so those artists I would love. French Montana is here. Fabulous is also here. And I have right under that, congratulations to Christina Milian. She had a baby named Kenna. That's a, I was going to say asexual. I think it is asexual, actually. I was going to say bisexual name, but maybe asexual works. But I think it was a boy. But if not, I'm sorry. But congrats. Christina Milian, in her hospital picture after giving birth, has got to be literally, I kid you not, I'm not even exaggerating, I'm not a fan of Christina Milian's like that. My nose is stuffy, so I can't even say her name right. I got an accent because I am bilingual. Y'all better stop coming at people that got accents, man. People got accents for a reason. You probably got an accent to somebody. Suck my dick. Now let me stop. I'm saying that because somebody tried to call my Cardi B. Cardi B felt bad. Cardi B was insecure because she had an accent, which I understand because I am too. But it's like, we're bilingual. Eat a fucking dick. You're not ever going to come to me about my accent. But anyway, what I was saying about Christina Milian. Christina Milian. Christina Milian has got to be the most beautiful looking person who just gave birth. I have never seen, makeup or not, she did not look like she was wearing makeup. I have never seen a woman on a hospital bed who just gave birth look that gorgeous. Like, look for the picture of her holding a baby in a hospital. Kenna, baby Kenna, she just had, I think about a week ago. Flawless. Oh my God, I hope, God, I could look so beautiful next time I have a child, whenever that is. And Al Pacino turned 81, which made me feel my age. You don't need to know what that is. And I couldn't believe it. I was like, wow, he looks really good for his age. But when you have money, you can age, like, gracefully. Oh, not really gracefully, because grace is not about physicality, but you can, you know, age nicer. Academics is on my notes a lot. Academics talking about rapper Demonic video on Grave. Oh, okay, so I follow Academics on Twitch. I got my Twitch for NLE Chapel, and then he just never did videos, and then Academics popped up and I was like, you know what, I gotta study Academics. That's not what I said, but I said I'm gonna follow Academics because he's entertaining. And I guess he just be talking about random nobodies, because the person he was talking about, I have no idea who they are. Or maybe it was Quando Rondo. I don't know. I think it was Quando Rondo. And he was saying how, like, it's a demonic video. He was on a grave. He is on a grave in the video. And I'm going to find it, and we'll probably talk about it in the next one. And I can tie it nicely with a bow. The dude is dancing on this kid's grave for the video, and it's weird to me because I always talk about spiritual warfare, and it's like, I'm a music fiend. I think we established that already. You want to get my ears, you want my attention, you need me say something about new music or music that I'm into, right? The next thing after that is the unseen things that people don't always in this thing, unconventional, you know, unconventional things, ideas that come from my brain and things like that. Spiritual warfare is not something new. I didn't make it up. Spiritual warfare, in my opinion, humbly, respectfully, like Jay-Z said in the song we're going to talk about before my 60 minutes are up. I'm going to start putting the commercials on since people are listening, but nobody wants to record stuff. It's all right. It's all right. Because one day they're going to want to. Chase recorded with me, right? What's up? Yeah, I look like a demon at night. He is so black. His whole body's black. His eyes are pitch black and his nose is black. And he just got two little shiny, beady eyes looking at you. Remind me of Kodak Black. I wanted to name him Kodak, but my daughter insisted on naming him Chase because of Paw Patrol. And I don't care to decide things like that, so Chase it was. So now I'm just like, come here, Chase. Come here, boy. Yeah, so the spiritual warfare thing that I was talking about is real. Why do you think we go to church? All they talk about in church is the spirit. Spiritual warfare is real. And this was coming in because I was wanting to talk about Taco Bots. There's my accent, and I don't care because you wouldn't understand me. I wanted to talk about Lil Nas X sneakers, you know, the 666 sneakers that he did. It wasn't even a Nike collab, it was like a third party something. And he did like the opposite, the Holy Water sneakers. I don't know if he named them 777 or 333, whatever the numbers were. I think he's a clown, personally. That's my opinion of him. Some people are gonna do whatever it is to be entertained. Sometimes you have to do certain things to be where you are that's gonna make you a sellout. I don't know if he's being a sellout or if that's how he generally is, because I don't know the guy. I feel like if someone was to be like, you work in you have a chance, if I had a chance to work with Academics, I would. But then somebody might look at me like a sellout because my beliefs are different, and it just pisses me off sometimes. It's just weird. Not weird like that, but like the shit he be saying. Like, dude, what are you saying? So Yeah, spiritual warfare is real. You're sitting here dancing on people's graves, thinking they don't have nothing to do, and then y'all wonder why the energy in the world is so heavy, and why people feel so negative and down, and why mental health is like, everyone's mental health is fucked up, and it's not just Corona. Corona's just bringing everything to light. But it's one of those things that, one of the unseen, unconventional things that I was speaking on. I gotta keep an eye on Chase. I think he just jumped on the couch, but he's so little. I don't know how he got up there, but I guess he did. That's why he went around a corner. So, spiritual warfare. Yeah, man. Spiritual warfare is real. Gotta stay prayed up. I say it all the time. I pray every day. When I don't pray, my day is so shitty. Oh my God. And I'm like, why? And then I go, because I didn't pray. This is what happens every time. And I don't like to sound preachy, but I'm not lying. I've tested it. It's real. And demons are real, and they attack you more when you're about to be blessed to sidetrack you. Oh my God.
Why? What is it when you get paid for? You're like a kindergartner. He keeps eating paper. Come here, Chase. Come here. Come here. Come here, Chase. Hey, stop eating tissue.
I don't even know where he's getting it from. He must have like a stash of tissue somewhere. Spiritual warfare that I was talking about. Yeah, man. It's real, but what he was saying was some other shit. I'm gonna find if it was that artist or not, but I was watching the episode of the Joe Budden podcast when the guys came back. I think I'm just gonna call them the guys from now on, because it's like Rory and Mal. I don't know them. I don't watch the show like that, so there's just package them together into the guys and call it a day. The vibes, it was just really hard to watch. The vibes were off. You can train yourself to see auras, right? Like, you can literally train your brain and your eyes to see auras. There's steps to it. You can open your third eye. Once you do that, there's not really any going back, but that's your choice to make. It's, what are you eating now? Let me see. Chase, oh my God, hold on. Okay, this is extremely annoying because I'm not used to recording in segments. Like, I just like to do one long go. It's fine, I can adjust to anything. It's just I would rather not have to keep stopping, but I guess I'll see how the episode turns out when I'm done. So, anyway, I was talking about spiritual warfare, I think. No, and then I started talking about Joe Budden podcast. The Joe Budden podcast. And the guys. And it was just like kids that fight at school and then they got to come back. But you can still feel like the tension in the air. Except you're not there. So you can see it through like whatever. I was on my phone and I'm like, damn, like somebody wants to punch somebody. Joe has no respect for them. I shouldn't speak for anyone, but as an outsider, as a person that knows how to read energies, intentions, and body language, and I don't know why they thought like camera angles was gonna change something. You can still hear it in the tone of their voice. You can see it in you just can, and it sucks because it's like, at this point, they're forcing it to work, and it doesn't seem like it's working. I would feel very disrespected if I was one of them. No, you're not going to keep clowning me. No, you're not going to keep sunning me. That's not what's going to happen. But to each his own. That's why I'm sitting here talking shit by myself, right? Because I don't take shit from nobody, I guess. I have here. He's right about the money and the business. Joe is very negative. Like, everything that they say, he's just like a negative cloud. I've been through so much in my life. And I was thinking about this the other day. Like, everyone in life has been through things. And some people have been through shit. But some people have been through some shit. Like, nobody's going to tell me anything about the things that I've been through. Because they don't know me, right? They don't know everything that I've been through. But I say that to say that, like, because I've had so many negative things, different good things too. I've had an amazing life. Don't misconstrue my words. I've had a pretty dope fucking life. But even with all that, I've learned to, like, purposely stay away from the negative. Like, you know, if it feels negative, I'm just walking away. Because I don't want to be in any type of negative situation, especially if I can avoid it. So I've had a bunch of people come through the show. It doesn't work. It's not that it doesn't work. It's that they can't. I was supposed to record with Navi today. Navi the Dream. But it got too late for him. I get that. I'm not mad. I want somebody to record with. I say that every freaking episode. But I go on my own. The fuck? I'm a true loner. I really hold my own. So I don't care. I just know that their vibes were off, and the only reason why that show works is because it's toxic, and that's what the world is vibrating on. Use it, but it's gonna bust, and it is. I gotta stop saying, if someone else was here, I wouldn't have to say so much. But anyway, the white guy. I don't know the white guy's name. I don't want to say the wrong person's name. Forgive me, please. He's, like, sitting there, and for some reason, he feels uncomfortable. Maybe he didn't feel uncomfortable, but he was kind of, like, questioning the seating arrangement, so now he was sitting in the middle. Now, I'm the type of person, I'm a corner kid. If I go somewhere and I want to be a wallflower, I'm going to be a wallflower. I don't care. I know I can open up. But if I feel like being a wallflower, don't tell me where to sit. I'm a grown-ass woman. I'm going to sit where I want to sit. Don't squish me in the middle. I felt like that right there alone set the tone for me. And maybe that was, like, what set the tone for me mentally. And that's how I saw the rest of the show. I don't think I'm wrong. Because I'm pretty sure if I watched the more recent episodes, it's the same thing again. He found more tissue. I have no idea what he's giving them. What are you doing?
Open your mouth. Stop eating tissue. Go to bed, okay? It's bedtime. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that was Chase, ladies and gentlemen.
Wait.
Okay. What I was saying about him sitting there, why make a person purposely uncomfortable? Like, what's the type of world that we're living in that it's even a good suggestion? Hey, let's crack this person. You know, like, let's make them feel some type of pressure over where they're seating. I don't get that. I've been trying the past few years, learning every day to be a very understanding person. So I try to understand, you know, the reason why somebody would want to sit in a specific seat, or if, like, you feel like we have designated seats, then we have designated seats. Chase, stop it! Oh. He reminded me of that one SNL character. So, I was watching another show that just randomly popped up while I was probably doing something. Justin LaBoy. I thought his name was Justin LA Boy, but then I realized I wasn't the only person that thought that. It's just because of the way the name goes together on Instagram or something. What's funny about that is when I was in definitely elementary school, I went to school with this girl named Maria LaBoy, and that's the only other person named LaBoy that I've ever heard, and I wonder if they're, like, maybe they're related. I know that's, like, the oldest joke. It's, like, people have the same last name, they're related, but you never know. I wonder where he's from too, but his show is really cool. There's something just like a point off, and it has something to do with me knowing how guys are, because I've been one of the guys, so I know how guys are. And there's something about Justin LaBoy that's very charming, but also sketchy. Sussy. I'm gonna keep my eye on that one, because the questions that he asks, I don't know. It's a very entertaining show. Liquor's involved, of course. You know, it's under Diddy. It's under Diddy. You need the liquor. But it's very entertaining. I like it. And I hope it keeps getting bigger and bigger. So, there's a bunch of different stuff I want to talk about. The portal is opened. People are starting to see the fake shit. Who's who. The veil is lifting. I already said, as a light worker, it's my job to inform you of that, right? But, like, what I mean by the portal is open is, like, we as in the earth, the mother earth, the planet earth, little, oh, y'all hear Chase is a big dog. Rawr. Do it again, Chase doesn't know how to bark yet. Oh. Rawr. He howls and he makes that was really cute. He's trying to show his masculinity. The earth is like a little moving pod, right? And we're moving somewhere across the earth. And somewhere between 2012, we got shot into a portal, right? But nobody noticed it because they thought 2012 was the end of the world. It was, if you guys really, 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 really pay attention, nothing has been normal since 2012. The world ended as we knew it. That world, that simple world, that time, if you really take the time and think back, that was a time that a lot of people would take back, because there wasn't this fakeness of Instagram and pretending to have money, and just, it's not just the money thing, but it's something that's almost hard to explain, in the sense of like the fuckery and the clownery and just the fakeness. I don't have no, as a real ass person, I have no other way to describe it as fake. That's it. Like, I can't waste my time, breath, and words on something I don't believe in. I do have theories, though. I have a lot of theories. I have books on the theories that I have. All handwritten, completed, full books. For me and whoever is fortunate enough to read the pages in that book. What's creepy about it is that a lot of the things that I've written in the past, as far back as I would say 2013, have happened. It's been pretty accurate. I don't have a way to like document how accurate it is, other than, you know, you date the page, you write what you feel, and the shit happens. It's kind of crazy, good or bad. But I'm talking about, you know, more like the weather, and like there was a tornado in Atlanta, and it's been 80 degrees for like the past week. We were in April. I don't remember the last time it was 80 degrees in April, but I do know that 80 something degrees is summer weather, and I also know that we barely just made it into spring. It kind of makes me wonder how hot the summer is going to be. I could kind of feel it already. It's going to be a super hot summer. But then it gets kind of deeper, because it's like, it's just really deep. And then once you start talking about certain shit, people are like, you're fucking crazy. That's my DJ. He's mixing for me back there. Go, Chase. Come on. We're going to do the show, Chase. Just me and Chase going to do the show. He's probably confused. He's probably like, this bitch is sitting here talking to herself. What is she doing? No, but seriously, like, I pay attention to weather patterns, and it's going to be really hot, but in that same polarity, you can get, like, we can freeze. It's just a fact. Hopefully not, you know. Thankfully, God loves me, and I'm always in a safe space, but I'd hate to, like, be anywhere where these things happen. So, my theory is, I have a theory that, like, when we shifted, we kind of shifted a little bit closer into Mars. We're not gonna, like, fucking ram into Mars, but we move in space, you know? We're not in one specific space in the universe. And I feel like that's why it's been so hot. It was 90 degrees damn near last week in April. That's wild. That's not wild. That's not a little wild. That's, like, pretty freaking bizarre if you think about it, man. And people just don't think about it, but you've been warned on the Steph Star Show about the weather. The government confirmed aliens, which I already knew. I keep telling you guys, I don't know why. Every time they say aliens are real, people get surprised. They are real. They have been real. Watch the Twilight Zone. I love the Twilight Zone. I want to go over this and see. Did the nifties. I decided out of looking for ideas to talk about, to make a list of the cars that I've owned. Cars that I've owned or had. Chevy. Lumina. Probably my favorite car. Mazda. It was a Mazda 626. And it was my car when I learned how to drive. I was probably like 16 and it was champagne colored. That's what made me want to get my Toyota Camry champagne colored. Because I was like, wow. It'll remind me of my first car ever. And I had a Cadillac Coupe de Ville with the kit on the back. Big silver kit on the back. But it died. It was a 89 Caddy Coupe de Ville. And now my Honda CR-V that I have now. And my next car is going to be a Tesla. I don't know. Whatever I get, it's just something with leg room. We talked about the hippie movement. Rest in peace to Shock G, another legend. I really try to stay away from the negative news, but oh my God. There was an article that I read about scientists. Scientists create monkey-human embryos. So, I don't have the full article. This is just my little notes that I took on the side of what I want to talk about. This shit blew my mind. Not too many things blew my mind. I was scared, stunned, whatever you may call it. Look, the hybrids are already here. You don't have to do anything. In nature, you don't have to do nothing. Like, what you're looking for already exists. Literally. It's my bedtime. Literally. So, for example, like, hybrids. There's different type of hybrids. Like, I feel, in my opinion, right? I'm not a doctor at all. Trust me. I wouldn't lie about that. A person that's biracial. I wrote an article about this the other day because it really bothers me that a person that's biracial doesn't get to say that they're fully black, even though they are. You're black, but you're also white. And I go hard about this because one of my favorite persons in the world, a person that I truly could say I admire and look up to, is Derek Jeter. Is a biracial person. And if you read his book, he went through a lot of crap because he's biracial. My husband happens to be biracial. It just happened to be that way. But when you're mixed, it's like it's a bigger deal in the sense of like, I'm Honduran Dominican. I made up this Honduran, like a type, you know? Where it's a type of person. But when I was around Hondurans, I was Dominican. I was Platano or, you know, like I was never Honduran enough. And when I was with the Dominicans, I was Honduran. And I can try to understand a biracial person or put myself in their shoes, how my husband tries to explain it to me. I love having those conversations with him because I can get his point of view in the sense of, like, for him, his dad was white and his mom is black. For his black side, he's too white. And for his white side, he's too black. is a very common but unfair thing that happens to, sorry, it's probably gonna be super loud. Common but unfair thing that happens to people that are mixed, that's fucked up. And what I was talking about, the hybrids, star seeds. Look up star seeds, do research on star seeds, and then like alien human hybrids is what a star seed is. And some of the characteristics could be something as simple as being taller than average for your family. Different things, but it's just all about being open-minded and wanting to do the research and learning, because it's there. And I know aliens exist. I don't have to say alien. Do I believe in aliens? That's dumb to me, because do I believe in other humans? Am I the only person here? Like, is this all really a figment of my imagination, right? Who knows? It might be. It feels like I did 60 minutes and I wasn't even trying to do 60 minutes. I just wanted to go down my notes. But I guess we'll see when I put it together. So, so yeah, I think that's gonna be it. It's 2:57, 3 minutes away to 3. Wrap it up. What a nice bow. Hopefully the weather goes back to something normal. And I'm probably going to be back after J. Cole drops his album, unless any of... But my life could be so smooth that I could carve this time every day without it interrupting my sleep pattern, because sleep is so important. And when you sleep at the wrong times, it actually throws your body off. I don't have to explain myself to nobody, because this is for me. Like, this is mine. This is all mine. I made this. And you just see, it's just, this is like, this is just a seed getting planted. This is nothing. There's no, nothing green has come of this yet. But it's growing, and it's growing nicely. And none of the dirt that's been thrown my way has affected me. Dirt off your shoulder. Ugh. Ladies, it's pimps too. Don't forget, nah. I'm gonna have to throw Jay-Z in there. Okay. I don't know how much time I have, but I mentioned the God Hove Jay-Z. Jay-Z made a playlist for Nas and titled it the, what did he title it? The God Hove Nas. The God Hove. Let me see. All right. I don't know what happened there. And I don't know how this is going to sound either, but one day I'll have a sound engineer and this will all work out and it'll be fun to listen to, but I wonder. I was saying Jay-Z curated this playlist, and every time that he does a playlist on Tidal and it's curated by him, besides running to listen to what it is, I just sit there and wonder, like, where does he do it? Like, you know, where in his house does he go to do it? How does he get the idea? Does he sit there and do it in one sitting, or is this something that he's like, oh, I'll add this to the playlist, you know, throughout, like, the day or throughout a week or something. Just the process of it is interesting to me. I like to ask strange questions. So, everyone was saying, oh, squeaks. Everyone was saying how they don't know how Khaled is able to get all these people to come together for such a moment. I don't have the answer to that. I just know that, for me at least, what magnified this album was a Jay-Z and Nas collab. And I think that it's been... That's my dog snoring. That's crazy. Bro, are you good? Chase. Shh. Ugh. If he was my husband, I would have made him sleep on the couch. How do you snore so loud? No, you gotta go. No. Anyway. I feel like this should have been bigger. It's a moment in fucking history. People are not even realizing it right now. To me, it was, as a music head, whatever you want to call it. But I don't know. I think that it could have been improved and it could have been a better beat. And I don't know whose beat or where the beat would have came from. I'm such a strong believer in taking your time. Greatness takes time. Anyone can rush. So there's this thing that says you can have something fast and cheap, or fast and expensive, or good, slow, and expensive, meaning that it's quality. You know, you can rush and put all these things together and have a completed project. But me, as a person who literally has done quality control for companies that put together the car that you're probably driving right now, it's very important to me. The quality of things is very important. I shop by the quality of a material. I don't care for brands. If something feels wrong in my hands, but it's not just, you know, how something feels. It's just my opinion that it was rushed. Maybe it wasn't. Who knows that? Maybe it was just made to look like it was rushed and it wasn't rushed. Just giving them the benefit of the doubt. But yes, I feel like for what the moment was, the song doesn't do it justice. And I stand my ground on what I said. And I love Jay-Z. Jay-Z ate the song, in my opinion. Of course I'm going to pick Jay-Z's side. Always. If I'm dick riding, then I'm dick riding. But it's just Ebonics to try to help people understand that, one, I don't give a fuck, and two, I am me and will always be me. So I'm excited for the new music that's coming. I'm glad that I'm finally, like, in a better place mentally. Overall, you know, maybe it's because the summer's coming. Maybe I was getting over some winter bullshit, which is not bullshit, but mental health is so important. Mental health didn't become an issue because of coronavirus. I'm hoping to, you know, bring as much light as I can to mental health, because there is a stigma. And there was a story that touched me over the weekend that, in my opinion, correlates to mental health, because only a person not in their right mind state thinks the answer to anything is taking a person's life. There's this boxer named Valerio, something like that. I don't even want to bring his name any type of honor, because he had a mistress for 11 years and got her pregnant. She went to tell him. He brought his wife. They set her up. He killed her with his wife, and they dumped her body, tied a cement brick. This all happened in Puerto Rico. Tied a cement brick to her foot, threw her in a river. And then, you know, the mom, thank God, her mom is a mom regardless. Her mom told authorities that her daughter had told her she was going to confront him because he told her, it's so loaded, and I don't like to end the show like this, so I'll think of something to lighten it. But it's been on my chest, and I've been just reading about it, and I just feel so horrible. And just the question in my head that I keep asking is, like, how can you love somebody so much to kill for them, but you can't love them enough to be faithful? I'm so big on loyalty and faithfulness, because people aren't faithful at all. And it's not even the faithfulness, but it's like, faithfulness has something to do with cheating with a person physically. This is just my opinion. I hate having to, like, disclosure. This is just my opinion, so that no idiot out there is like, oh, she thinks she knows. No, bitch, it's my opinion. I'm just feeling some type of way, and I wanted to express that. But what I was saying is, loyalty is deeper than faithfulness, because you can cheat on someone and still be loyal to them. I don't know what this man was thinking. Something about this just feels wrong. And I'm always right. Yo, that's really, really a power. I don't want to call it power, but I feel like it's a skill that I have. When I see these things in the news, I always call it. I always say, something feels wrong about this. And it always is.
Something feels off about this story, and it just feels like the wife made him do it. And I'm not saying that's what it is, but it's just, that's the vibe I'm getting. I'm going to keep, you know, keep reading it and finding more information on it. People aren't really talking about it, and I feel, again, it all correlates because you don't resolve anything by taking someone's life. So now, not only did he kill her and her baby, took a daughter away from a woman, took a sister away, his wife is going to go to jail, he's going to jail, his daughter is now orphaned because both of her parents are probably going to do life. It's really sad, and it has to be mental health. I don't care how fucking crazy I can be, I can think to not kill someone. Everything has a solution. You can fuck somebody and come inside them and get them pregnant. You've been sleeping with this woman for 11 years. You have no heart. No heart. But this is a really crappy way to end the show, so we're not going to end it there. Drinking a lot of water. Been meditating a lot. And I'm just going to keep pushing the idea that you should meditate. Meditation is elevation. Truly, truly is. Take a second and breathe. Take a second and just be. This world is going through a phase of pressure. Everybody has to be busy, but it's not true. It's not true. You can enjoy your life. You can go outside and sit in the grass and enjoy the grass and the sunshine. It's okay. Like, I promise you. My mom used to say, hay más tiempo que vida. And sometimes I'm like, no, there isn't, mom. But today I realized there is, because every time I rush, things are just crappy. So just, you know, start your day off right. My ritual is to start, wake up, pray, drink water. Not everyone prays, but you can meditate. Breathing exercises will change your day. And when you have a shitty fucking day because you didn't do it, you'll say, damn, it's true. It really makes a difference. And then you'll figure it out. Just don't be too hard on yourself. So hopefully I'll be back soon. Hopefully Navi will record with me or Apollo. I have a list of people. They signed the attendance sheet, but they wasn't in class. It's okay, though. I have love for everybody, and I forgive them. And have a great rest of the week. It's hump day, Wednesday, Cinco de Mayo. Get drunk. This was first time I kissed my husband before I married him a week later. We'll get into that some other time. But yeah, have a great week, and I hope you enjoyed my episode, and thank you for coming this far. You're fucking awesome, and you rock, and don't mind my nasaliness. Toodaloo.